Just 5 miles west of Highway K-47 and US 69, the town of Girard is home to Chicken Annie's, one of several legendary fried chicken joints clustered around Pittsburgh. The restaurant takes its name from Anne Frances Rahak, who married Charlie Pitchler in 1917. When Charlie was injured in a mining accident in 1933, Annie began selling fried chicken from her home to help support her family. At the time, coal mining drew many European immigrants to the area. Through the Depression and two World Wars, families turned to comfort food and community, helping launch a fried chicken tradition that still thrives today. Here, fried chicken is serious business. Chicken Mary's, Pitchler's Chicken Annie's, Bardo's, and Gebhardt's all lay claim to the local crown. Last Friday evening, on a friend's recommendation, my wife and I stopped at Chicken Annie's for a to-go order. 10 pieces of fried chicken, German potato salad, slaw, mashed potatoes, and gravy. While we waited beneath the warm neon glow, Bob, the current owner and Annie's relative, shared a bit about her story beneath her smiling portrait. You can find those details at kmuw.org. Back in the car, the smell was irresistible. Crisp, juicy, golden chicken, peppery gravy, and tangy slaw. We almost didn't stop, but I'm so glad we did. Locals are decidedly divided over which is best. Chicken Annie's or Chicken Mary's. Maybe I'll try Chicken Mary's next time, but until then, I'll be dreaming of Chicken Annie's. For KMUW, I'm Travis Russell.